Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Chris is off this week. And happy Thanksgiving week to all our listeners, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Keith.
Yeah, it seems like the holiday started 3 weeks ago, didn't it?
It does. It does. You know, Christmas is, and Thanksgiving is so late that this year.
That's right.
The Christmas buying season is a little shorter this year.
Yep.
So
yep.
I announced at dinner the other night that you guys better get me your list because J.D. Nelson does everything online. I don't get out into the madness.
We do about 80% of it online.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, but great week. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year, for sure, and Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It doesn't have all the, you know, stuff around it that, you know, the Christmas season does, you know, and that kind of thing. So
it's not the boxes and the bows. It's the turkey and the family.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's dinner with all the family. Now, I was thinking this year wouldn't be very political at the dinner table, but with impeachment, you know, I'm on opposite sides of the fence with somebody in our family.
Right.
And I don't like to even talk to him.
Well, that's kind of like the Carolina Clemson.
The brother-in-law. The brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, it is what it is, Keith. You have to put on a...
Nope, that's right. Leave it
yep.
at the house.
That's right. That's right. It's family. There's nothing you can do about
that's
it.
That's right.
So you have to just, you know, just bite your lip and go from there. So anyway.
Look at them and shake your head.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or smile. Just smile and not. That's exactly right. So, well, we've got a lot to talk about today. Everybody will have to bear with me. I kind of picked up some congestion here in the last couple of days. So if I sound
it's
a little.
It's going around.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around. So bear with me today. As you listen, it's been another great week at County Bank. Rates have remained low. And Keith, you brought the numbers in for November, and we have some exciting news to share. Both got the Greenville numbers and the Western Upstate in Charleston, so we've got a lot of information to share as far as that goes, and a lot of other topics to talk about. So it's going to be a good show today, for sure.
It's always better when people call in and ask us tough questions that we can't answer.
You know, that's
correct.
Don't
know the answer to.
Yes, or one that we have to go look up and learn something for sure. So. It is good. Well, I'll get the numbers out there, 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. That is the phone number if you'd like to call in and talk about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate. We would love to hear from you for sure. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. That's 71307. So feel free to just shoot us a text if you have a question that you'd like to discuss as well. But real busy week. We got a lot of different topics and all to talk about, but we do want to wish a happy Thanksgiving week to all of our listeners. Short week for us at County Bank. We just do the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we take Thursday and Friday off. So our people deserve it. It's been a kind of a wild ride for the
Chris
last
has
six
had
months.
His head down for about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it's been going hard. So, and he's been in the middle of a budget season as well, profit planning for next year, and that's always an exhilarating conversation, for sure.
Yeah, one of the articles I printed this week was creating a vision.
Yes.
So this is the time of the year when we think about next year, right?
Exactly.
What are my goals?
Yeah.
How am I going to get there? What am I going to do differently from last year? And mine lasts about 5 minutes. Takes me about 5 minutes after 30 years.
You've got a fine-tuned machine.
I do.
You know,
I do it the same way every year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just do it a little better, a little faster, a little more efficiently, and do a little bit more than last year.
Yep. And of course, with the technology these days, it gets easier. But you do have to plan and have systems and processes in place to be able to take advantage of that for sure. So. Anyway, it should be a great. Well, I'll give everyone a quick rate update as well, and then we'll head into our first break. So, Keith, 30-year fixed still hanging around that 3.75 if you don't want to pay any points. So if you're buying a house out there, and that's on conventional loans, I think FHA and VA are actually a little better than that. 20-year fix in the mid-threes and the 15-year fix still in the low threes. Wow. So some real opportunities out there. And even our jumbo. Jumbo's in the low fours. So, you know, if you're purchasing a jumbo home, you know, anything loan amount-wise over $484,350, you're going to be in the low fours even on a 30-year fix. So there's a lot of actually jumbo business out there that was people who bought houses, you know, had large loans on large houses in the last 2 or 3 years that are paying, you know, in the upper fours, you know. So we've had some opportunities to do some refinancing for those folks just to save them some money and that kind of thing. So anyway, well, listen, you're listening to House Plans. We're going to head into our first break of the show. Again, if you've got a question, 866-442-7553 is the phone number. 71307 is the text line. We'll be back right after this here on House Plans.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the number. You're listening to House Plans. 866-442-7553 is the phone number if you'd like to call in and talk to us about real estate or mortgage lending. We would love to talk to you today. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. That's 71307 is the text line. So, Keith, I appreciate you, being here today, but bringing all the numbers. And I thought maybe that would be a great place to maybe kick the show off. And, of course, the numbers look really good again. And 2019 is really shaping up to be a record year here in the upstate.
It is, JD, and another record year. That's what's surprising. We thought, you and I both really, that things would level off just a little bit and that the rate of increase this year would be small.
1 to 2% we were thinking.
Yeah, but the numbers in September and October, I think August too,
yep,
they just jumped up all of a sudden. Interest rates went down a little bit, and the activity in the market jumped 10% year over year.
Yeah. Yeah. So you look at the Greenville market here, we've got 1,227 sales in October over 1,097 last year. That's an 11.9% increase year over year, which puts us at 12,357 for 2019. Up 6.2% year over
year to date.
Year to date, yeah. That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. It feels like, you remember when we were coming out of the downturn in 2014, 15, 16, you kind of expected those big jumps.
Yep.
But now we're 10 years from the bottom, right? No, 2011.
11. It's about eight years
from the bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
In 2011. And you're seeing still record numbers of increases.
And this will be, the seventh straight record year?
No. Sixth? Only now, it took 3 or 4 years to reach pre-downturn. So
right.
It's only going to be the
fourth
record
okay,
year.
Yeah. Yeah. So so that's still, you know, you start talking about year over year, record over record. And it's really pretty amazing to me. You know, the economy is really good. You're seeing, you know, the only problem we got, which we were talking about on the break here in the upstate, is trying to figure out what we're going to do with all these cars. But
Yeah, traffic has become a problem, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. So, of course, days on market up 3.9%, 53 over 51. But still, that's a pretty good number. You know, houses are moving pretty quick. And, you know, I don't see it listed here on this particular report. Some of the other, here it is. Yeah, 98.2% percentage of list price received. So it does seem like most of the listings that are out there, people are getting almost, you know, just 2% off what they're asking for.
That's the average.
On average, that's correct. And there's still
many multiple offer deals.
Yeah, there is. It seems like I see a lot of that still that are out there. So it's still very competitive. And, of course, the pendulum is sort of swung towards the seller side. It does seem like to me a little bit, you know.
Well, it has been on the seller side for quite some time. We are seeing a little bit of an increase in inventory, J.D., that we desperately needed.
Yep.
So I think you'll see the multiple offer, numbers of multiple offers will soften a little bit next year as inventory increases.
Sure.
But still at that median price and up to about 200 or 225,000, there's so much demand for that product that if it's a good house and it's priced fairly, it'll sell quickly.
So $4,883 is the current inventory, so 4,800 homes, and 4.3 is the month supply. So that's up, though, from 3.5 a year ago. I think that number is accurate. Last year, only 4,036 homes that were on the market. So you're correct, Keith. The inventory has gone up a little bit, which
we need desperately.
Desperately, correct. Yeah. So some exciting times for sure. I like those numbers. Median sales price, excuse me, $217,000, up 5.9%. So on average, most of the homes are, you know, values going up,
which is
kind of what we're seeing.
Yep.
So that's good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Charleston. And I appreciate you bringing these numbers in. You know, it always seems like the Greenville market does sort of shadow the Charleston market, but it seems like we kind of lag behind maybe 6 months or so from the way they sort of have it going down there. But anyway, closed sales year over year, 15,667 over last year's 15,593, only up a half of 1%. So I think you've sort of seen the Charleston market, you see sort of a leveling off. If I remember right, the numbers over the last few months down there have been very similar to what we see right there.
That's right.
Of course, when you look at the days on market, 55 over 52, very similar to what you see here. And, of course, median sales price in Charleston, $278,600. That's up 5.1%. So they're still seeing the increase.
It's pricey.
Yeah.
It's pricey.
And it is.
I think that's above the national average, too.
I would probably agree with that.
Median price being 217, and down in the Charleston area, 278. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
What's interesting to me, JD, is that the number of transactions, we did 1227 in the upstate, and they're at 1376. Now, usually they're a third, a full 30% larger than us. And think about this. I think there are five counties in their MLS down in Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston.
And generally, our MLS covers most of Greenville, a good bit of a small section of Anderson, a good bit of Pickens, and a little bit of Spartanburg County. So our geographical area is a good bit smaller than theirs.
Sure.
But we've almost caught them in terms of the number of transactions.
Yeah, their closed sales year over year, 1376 in October. Last year, 1377, so they just sold one less house there year over year. And you're right, Keith. You know, I wasn't really thinking about that, but 1227, you know, we're only 150 homes or so behind what they're selling down there. And that's a very small percentage compared to historically what it's been.
That's right.
For sure. So, but, you know, it looks like a definitely a healthy market down in Charleston. And, you know, talking to a friend of mine who lives down there, he's renting right now. And he even said, you know, it's just tough to find the right place still, you know. So They're still seeing a lot of that, you know, down there in the Charleston area for sure. Now, of course, you know, the radio umbrella has reached down into Anderson. We talked about that here, and, of course, we have some listeners that are down there. Let's talk a little bit about the Anderson numbers, Keith. It's closed sales up 14.1% year over year, 470 sales over 412 last year in October. That's up 14.1%. And year over year, 4804 over 4566 year to date, up 5.2%. So the Anderson market up a little bit. I think that kind of mirrors what you're seeing, you know, in Greenville.
It is. And in a healthy market as well. The challenge with studying the statistics in the Western Upstate MLS is that it covers multiple geographical areas. And so when you're looking at Lake Kiawee and Lake Jocassee, although there's not a lot of activity on Jocassee, those are really different markets than the Anderson proper market.
Right.
So the numbers are combined in the Western Upstate MLS, but those are really distinct and unique smaller micro markets.
Right. Yeah, very, very good point there, Keith, on that. So, you know, median sales price, like you said, $180,000, but with the nature of the way that market is down there, you see, and I think you can really tell when you look at this report, Keith, median sales price, $180,000, average sales price, $236,000, almost $236,000.
Yep.
That gets into what you were kind of referring to, you know, when you get to up into the lake, a lot different properties than you'd find maybe in Anderson, you know, in the city. So, well, we'll jump over. Let's talk a little bit about Spartanburg. And, Keith, this kind of jumped out at me a little bit. Of course, closed sales 445 in October, over 432 last year, up about 3%. Year-to-date, they're up about 8%, 4783 in regards to the closed sales, over 4423 last year. But look at the days on market, down 15.5%, but 82 days in Spartanburg. In regards to days on market, that's a lot bigger number than it is in Greenville.
It is, but believe it or not, that's a fairly healthy number. I can remember when our days on the market consistently was in the 90, plus or minus a little bit.
Yeah.
So 90 days on the market, less than 90 is probably very healthy.
Yeah. Average median sales price, $179,000. That's up 5.9%. Again, sort of mirrors what you're finding here in Greenville with the increase. You know, the Greenville market was up 5.9%. Spartanburg up 5.9% in regards to median home price. Month supply very similar as well, 4.3 months. So Spartanburg experiencing a lot of the same things that we're seeing here in the Greenville market for sure.
Yep, and a bright outlook for the Spartanburg market as Greenville continues to expand, pushing itself into the western side of Spartanburg. You're going to see these two markets 20 years from now contiguous. Won't be much difference in them.
Well, and I think, too, you know, especially if the I-85 corridor, you get into Moore and Duncan, those areas, there's a lot of
activity going
out there.
On out
there. Yeah, there really is. So I think you're exactly right. So, Keith, we've got November and December is all we have left in 2019, believe it or not. What do you think we're going to see as far as the numbers go as we head into finishing out 2019?
Yeah, more of the same probably, yeah. Don't you think?
I think so, too. Maybe 5 or 6% increase.
Yeah.
We have not seen our pipeline really slow down a whole lot. I mean, it has a little bit, but, you know, typically when we get into December, things really slow down,
yep.
And we're not really seeing that slow down.
Yeah, and that's a seasonal adjustment.
Absolutely.
So if you look at the graph of the year's activity, that parabola will be like in most businesses where the largest number of transactions will be in June and the smallest number of transactions will be in January and December.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think it'll be very interesting to see how things, you know, do shake out. And I haven't really thought too much about 2020 yet in regards to real estate numbers. We'll have to give that some thought here over the next 4 to 6 weeks and maybe put some predictions out and see if we can do a little better this year.
We missed it a little bit this year.
We did. Oh, we did. I mean, we knew there would be an increase.
It'll only end up being primarily the last 4 months of the year. So we were right. We were spot on for 8 months.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden with the reduction in interest rates, it really just brought demand back to the market.
Yeah, and I think interest rates will be a big driver as we look at 2020 as well. You know, if rates stay about where they are, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, just thinking off the top of my head, to keep that 5% number. You know, as long as the inventory's there. That's the thing. I think that's one of the most important things is, you know, how much inventory is going to be out there. I think we'll need as much as possible to keep the numbers, you know. Yeah. Still a lot of people here moving to the upstate. Still a lot of local moves, you know, that we're seeing people buying the larger house, moving from that 3 and 2 up to that 4 or 5 bedroom home. Of course, you know, a lot of empty nesters as well. A lot of people going the other way, you know, selling the 4 and 5 bedroom and finding that 3 and 2 ranch style or, you know, whatever they may find, townhomes. And of course the condo market downtown has just been, remains hot.
Yep.
For sure. So it'd be very interesting to see, you know, how that shakes out here over the next 2 months and into 2020 as well. So kind of an interesting, you know, when you look at the Greenville and you look at Charleston, you look at Spartanburg and Anderson, and I think you would agree with this nationally. I think the real estate market as a whole, you're seeing very similar numbers all over the country, really.
Yeah, I think we're probably a little bit more active than most of the country. But I think all over the country, there's a lot of activity and more than most people would have expected this year.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. You were listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We've got some other great topics that we're going to talk about today. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you if you've got a question or comment. Free calls in the second half of the show. Don't let us go naked. We definitely need some calls. 866-442-7553 is the phone number. 866-442-7553. Or shoot us a text if you'd like to at 71307. Is the text line again, 71307. We're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to House Plans. We'll be back right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We are taking your texts and phone calls. The phone number, as you heard, 866-442-7553. The text line is open as well at 71307. 1-800-919-3307. So shoot us a text if you have a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate. We would love to talk about your topics today. And, Keith, we do have a text question that just came over. Let me tell you what we got here. This is kind of right up your alley. Keith, what are your thoughts on the Cliffs at Glassy micro market? For our listeners, Cliffs at Glassy, located kind of up in the Traveler's Rest area up there. And
east of 25 off Highway 11, about four miles east of Highway 25.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous golf course.
Was ranked third most scenic golf course in America behind Pebble Beach and Augusta one year, about 10 years ago. Now, they've built a lot of great golf courses in the last 10 years. But as you said, one of the most scenic places to play golf in America.
And I will say this, one of the things, we had such a warm fall that the leaves did not turn as early as they typically do. But I can tell you this, in the last 2 weeks here in the Greenville area, the fall foliage has been absolutely gorgeous. And I bet up there at the Cliffs it's been incredible. Now, I know you were going to look up a little bit of information. I don't know if you found it or not. I could see you over there working your phone in regards to the Cliffs. There's, maybe about 400 homes up at Glassy?
Yeah, probably. And what I was looking for, J.D., was to see if I could pull up the number of active listings or available homes. So historically, and particularly in the last few years, there's been some excess inventory at the Cliffs of Glassy.
Right.
And really, all across that luxury market, we've seen an accumulation of inventory where the price points at above $600,000, we've seen an increase in inventory and that market slow down a little bit. So in terms of the Cliffs of Glassy in particular, I'll have to get the number of listings to tell you my thoughts about it and the average price. But I think I'd be real careful about what I bought. There's quite a selection, and there are a lot of unique custom-built homes.
Right.
And so when you purchase in that kind of market, you want to be very, very careful that you purchase something that you think will appeal to the largest number of buyers should you need to sell your home. Because today, you're a buyer. But someday in the future, you're going to be a seller. And I think right now there's a little bit of excess inventory and been some price cutting at Glassy.
Yeah, and I think that's a great advice, Keith. You're a buyer today, but one day you'll be a seller. I think you're exactly right. Just in the little bit of experience that I've had at Glassy, there are a lot of unique homes that are up there. And because
you're building on the side of the mountain in most cases, JD,
yes.
It's fairly steep going up the mountain to the clubhouse.
Absolutely.
And so when you're in that kind of environment, it requires some additional costs, some site preparation. And because most of the homes were custom-built homes, there are going to be some unique characteristics. And
a lot of it below grade, or considered below grade, too.
Yeah, well, the typical mountain house would have a main floor and then a basement with a bedroom on either side, family room in the middle, bedroom and bath on either side, that typical mountain configuration. But you want to make sure that you buy something that's functional, that's going to be appeal to the largest number of home buyers should you need to sell it. And in terms of appreciation, I would think now would be as good a time to buy as there's been in the last, really, probably since it's been there.
Do you know if there are any lots that are still for sale?
There still are a few lots, yes.
Yeah. Maybe not the most desirable lot. I'm just guessing that, most of the ones are,
Yeah, I couldn't speak to that, but if there's a Glassy salesperson that's listening, we'd love for them to call in and give us a little quick
absolutely.
Update.
Well, I can tell you that it is absolutely gorgeous up there. It's one of my favorite places in the Greenville area. It's the mountains and the views that you see are absolutely fantastic. And I would say that for anyone that owns a home there, hey, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 866-442-7553. And I can't tell you, I haven't probably not been to Glassy. It's probably been at least a year since I've been up there.
What is that little par 3 that you look over Greenville that
drops yeah, off when it's clear, you can see downtown. Oh,
50
yes.
miles more.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So anyway, well, listen, if you've got a question or comment, give us a ring, 866-442-7553, or shoot us a text at 71307. Keith, guess what I did this week?
Tell me.
Paid my property taxes. The yeah. bills are out. I went ahead and paid them. I paid them a little early this year. Usually I wait until last week of December to pay, but I went ahead and paid them. And I found two more people this week, former clients, and one in Spartanburg County, one in Greenville County, both of them paying a 6% tax rate as opposed to the 4% primary residence preferred rate. And all our listeners, and I know if I feel like we talk about this every week, but there's still people out there that are paying the higher property tax rate or the investment property rate. And our listeners really need to take a look and you know, make sure that your property taxes are correct. And if you have a question about it, you can send it to us and we'll be glad to check it for you. But there's a lot of people out there that have property taxes. Some of them escrowed, you know, some might or whatever. But now's the time to check it, because you can make the change. If you're at 6%, you can go to the county and make the change down to 4% to save you. They'll also do the two-year look back, so you can be refunded if you've been paying 6% over the last 2 years, and it should have been 4.
So typically, I have a client who did the same thing this year, JD. They purchased, didn't fill out the information to the they call it, the technical name is legal residence.
Right.
It's what we use in this county. I'm not sure if other counties use
it. Spartanburg calls it that, right.
Yeah, but you have to apply for legal residence in Greenville County. And I had a client who's got their tax bill, and it was $12,500. And
ooh.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can go on the greenvillecounty.org, and if you – I don't know how to find it. I usually have to Google it to find it. But they have a calculation tool,
yes,
that you can that will on your page, that will you can plug in the value and it will give you an estimate within a few
tax
dollars.
Estimate. Yeah, so if you go into greenvillecounty.org, go to the real property, I forgot exactly what it's called, click on that, you can put in your address. When you pull your page up, at the upper right hand corner is what you're referring to, Keith. It says tax estimate. You can click on that, and it'll have that 4% on there, and you can put it
and
in.
And it auto-populates your district. You know, there are many, many tax districts
right.
in Greenville County, and it auto-populates your information in there. You plug in your value, what the fair market value of your home is, and it'll calculate your estimated taxes. And in this particular case, the $12,500 tax notice can be reduced to approximately $4,800 as a legal residence.
Yeah, real savings.
And it's good to know. They asked me, my client asked me, could they still go down and claim it? And you had a client who did that.
Yes.
So you can still do it. You still have time to go down and change it to your legal residence.
You can. You need to have your driver's license needs to be changed. Your car needs to be registered at that address. And I think you need a utility bill as well.
One other. Yeah.
And if you take those three things down to the county assessors, they will make the change. I will tell you, though, now that the bills are out, for them to change it and produce another tax bill, it takes about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So they can't give you the exact, you know,
while you're there,
printout while you're there, but they will make the change and then do that. Now, here's the problem that some people run into, and we'll tackle this. This is a great topic of conversation, but we've got to head into our last break, so we'll come back on the other side and do that. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Talking a little property taxes. We've got one other item we'd like to touch on, but we'll do that right after this break, and we'll be back after this.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. You're listening to House Plans. 866-442-7553 is the phone number. 71307 is a text line. That's 71307. Real quick, Keith got a text here I want to hit. Who was the contact person at County Bank for appraisals? I don't know what the nature of the question is. We have one processor that kind of handles appraisals and that kind of thing, but we just have a relationship with appraisers, and we don't actually do the appraisals as employees of County Bank. So if you were looking for maybe a appraiser to maybe appraise your home or do something like that, we could definitely refer you to one of our appraisers that we have a relationship
with. They can email you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. That's askjd@countybankmortgage.com. I'll be glad to get you that information for sure. So Keith, we were talking about property taxes and you know, all of our listeners just need to check online and make sure they've got the 4% legal residence rate in Greenville, if you're a Greenville County resident. But the bills are out, and I'd say, I don't know, 80% of the people probably have escrow. If they have a mortgage, they probably are escrowing, which means that you've paid your property taxes and insurance throughout the year to the mortgage company. They will in turn send the money to the county to pay the property taxes that are due. Some people pay it on their own, but either way.
Now, what happens, JD, is the property tax notice also goes to the mortgage company, right?
Correct. That's correct.
So it comes to your home, if your legal residence, but they also send it to the lien holder.
That's correct. Yeah, so they'll receive it. And here's what, you know, I just figured this out a few years ago. One thing that you'll find is that the mortgage company will send the property tax amount to the county usually around the 1st of December. Okay. Now it doesn't show.
So they pay it relatively quickly.
Yes. It doesn't show at the county until usually around the last week of December, usually between Christmas and New Year's. It will quote unquote post onto the county website and be paid. But for those that are escrowing, you will see the money taken out of your escrow account at the mortgage holder probably around the 1st of December or so. So here's what happens. You know, BB&T or SunTrust or whoever, maybe U.S. Bank, or, you know, there's a lot of different mortgage servicers that are out there, Wells Fargo or whoever it may be, County Bank for that matter. They will send a check to the county for, I'm just going to say, $1 million, whatever, you know, that number is. And basically what happens is, and it's like an Excel spreadsheet, they have a listing of every single person that has a mortgage with SunTrust in Greenville County. They'll send that $1 million check for all the property tax amounts that are being paid. And then it takes them that long basically to divvy it all out and get everything posted in the right manner and all that kind of stuff, which is a very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
You know, way I thought that
you
they
thought
just,
they would cut a single check for your property tax. But in fact, they pay everybody that they're servicing,
yes,
at the same time.
Correct. So, you know, that's why when they send it, it takes probably that long for it to be reconciled and, you know, done the right way and all that kind of stuff. But here's the problem that some people run into. If you are paying at that 6% tax rate, you may have changed your deed or done something like that. The bill may be that $12,000 or whatever that you were, like the example you were using before the break. They'll go ahead and just pay the 12. They're right. Not worried about, you know, they're not here to figure out, okay, this is 6% or 4%. You know, they're going to pay the 12. Well, then what ends up happening,
yes,
is your escrow account then is short from what it should be, and they are going to raise your payment up, not only to the amount to make sure that they're going to cover the $12,000, but also the shortage that was in there because they've been collecting for that $4,000 amount, and if it goes to 12, so you'll almost it'll double what they're collecting on the property tax amount, which a lot of times can make a big shock for someone when they receive their January or February mortgage bill, and they're like, holy cow, my bill just went up $800 a month or whatever it might
right.
be. many times it's because of the property tax.
And reconciling it and squaring it and getting it corrected is no small task.
It's no small task. That's right. And not only that, trying to get the money back or, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do. So, you know, for our listeners that are out there, those checks are going to be cut, you know, probably in the next week to 10 days. Monday is the time, I can tell you will save yourself so much headache by making sure it's correct. And if not, getting down to the county and getting that done, you know, before your mortgage company, because it can be, it's like untangling.
It's being trapped in a bureaucracy. You've got three or four stakeholders in paying your property taxes, and they're not really concerned because that money's ultimately coming from you. So you want to get on top of this immediately on Monday if you received a tax notice that showed your taxes at a 6% rate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, well, we got another text question here, Keith, that I want to the caller tried to call in. I think they may be having some issues with the phones. But let me just kind of give you I'm going to read this text question for you. The texter has a unique home for sale. It has dog kennels that are attached to it. They've had several offers, but all have involved owner financing requests. In a seller's market, is this advisable? Or I'm wondering why all these agents are showing up at our home with people not being qualified. So a very unique property, has a bunch of dog kennels and that kind of thing. From a mortgage perspective, I don't really think that it's a very unique property with the dog kennel. So it depends on really how many you're talking about. Is it a... you know, is there a business being run, you know, at the home? Those are, from a mortgage perspective, things that I'm inquiring about. But it sounds like they have a lot of agents that are bringing non-qualified buyers asking for owner financing, which is kind of a unique perspective.
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is I'd check with my agent and see what the MLS data says. I think it would be unusual for there to be multiple people making offers and wanting seller financing unless there was some information in the MLS that pointed them towards that. Secondly, I assume that if it has dog kennels, that they have monetized that information. So they're saying the dog kennels are worth X number of dollars. And it being a commercial business, then chances are that may be where...
the conventional financing runs into problems.
Yes. And secondly, purchasing the business may be where they're thinking that the owner financing would come into play. But the first thing I'd do is check with my agent and ask why. Now, if you're doing it for sale by owner and you've got the typical real estate agent calling you to show it, then, again, I'd look at the information and find out. And really the truth is I'd call the agent and ask them why.
Yeah, and I would say that just reading the text, it sounds like to me, like you said, there's a, you know, you're going to have a potential comparable issue in regards to the appraisal, but you're also not going to be able to really get a whole lot of value for the dog kennels. You're not going to get value.
J.D., if there's a commercial business, would that create some?
That's an issue. Yeah, that's going to create an issue. It's not that you can't have a business run out of your house. But, you know, dog kennels, that's a little bit unique situation. You're not just having an online store or something that you're running out of a spare bedroom or something like
that. Yeah, you've got brick and mortar there that's that may or may not affect the appraisal.
Right, that's right. So I would say that's a little bit of a unique situation, and that may be why some of them are wanting to do owner financing.
So. And maybe we could ask your underwriter next week about kind of what does that look like? Because, you know, the thing that occurs to me is on the buy side is resale on the sell side. So we always want to look at the ability to resell the property when you're purchasing it.
Yeah.
And the uniqueness of the dog kennels probably makes most people a little nervous.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Keith, you had a good article here that I wanted to share, kind of an interesting thing. Lenders might be favoring Gen Z.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, which is me. You got millennials, but you got Gen Zs. And sounds like those guys are kind of got their act together in regards to maybe buying a house, huh?
Yeah, and the Gen Z would be anybody born after 1996. So what does that do? That puts them at 2006. That's about 23.
Yep.
Up to,
you know, 18 right? years yeah. old, basically, to be eligible to buy a house. Yeah, so. But FICO scores are a little higher than those of millennials and Gen Xers. I guess it was a study by a company called Lending Point of more than 5 million near-prime loan applications. So that's a lot of data. Yeah, big they're getting sample. In the game. Yeah. They're getting in the game. And that's probably part of the reason that you're seeing, you know, increases across the United States in terms
and, you know,
of
I've got a Gen Zer at school.
Sure.
In college. And I must tell you that he is focused on making wise buys.
Yeah.
You know, he shops. He knows how to shop online. He's fairly savvy. He's conscientious about his money. And he would fall into that category where he's going to be thinking about buying a home early.
Sure.
Whereas the millennials got in the game late.
Yeah, sure. So that's part of you start talking about that crowd getting into the game earlier, the millennials delaying, everybody's kind of getting in at the same time. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, phenomena there.
Yep,
so.
The I generations, yep. the first two, a lot of people would say I generation, the kids that grew up with a phone in their hand.
Yep.
Although the millennials grew up in the downturn. So many of them saw their parents struggle, have challenges with real estate, and they were not so concerned about purchasing a home. Although today, they're all beginning to form households
sure.
and want to buy a house.
Yep, yep, that makes sense. So, well, listen, Keith, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. What do the Clarks have planned
yeah,
next
we're,
week?
Yeah, we're there. Our family's at our house, and I think everybody's coming but my brother-in-law.
Okay, well, good. Well, we're going to do the usual. We're going to, you know, I think instead of I'm letting my wife off the hook. She's, you know, she does. We have everybody at our house for Thanksgiving. She typically does a lot of the cooking. Now, other people are participating as well that come. Nobody shows up empty-handed, as we say. We have a new tradition. We fried a turkey for about the last 5 years, so we're going to fry a turkey again. We go over to one of the neighbors' houses, and there's a group of us that meet over there and fry a turkey. So the Bowling Springs Fire Department may just want to be on alert. But we also have everybody at our house, so it should be a great time for sure. Well, listen, you've been listening to House Plans. Appreciate all our listeners and texters. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.